It's time for Talkin' Ship with the Wisconsin Maritime Museum on the Lakeshore's good neighbor, WOMT.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome back to Talkin' Ship right here on the Lakeshore's good neighbor, WOMT, 1240 AM, 107.9 FM, and streaming online anytime, WMTRadio.com. We got Caroline from the Wisconsin Maritime Museum in the studio with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Terry.
How are you?
I am doing good. I can't believe that it's June.
Right? Time flies by so fast.
I feel like it was just February.
I know. Do you enjoy the springtime?
I do. It took me, I'm from California, so it took me moving to Wisconsin to understand seasons, but I get it now. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah. When or why, if you don't mind me asking, did you move from California to the beautiful Lakeshore community?
I moved to work at the Maritime Museum.
Really?
I have some family that has connections in Wisconsin, so I visited only in the summer as a child. And then I saw this and I went, I'll try it out. And
okay.
It's been treating me very well.
When did you move to the area?
About 3 years ago now.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, hopefully, you know, you're enjoying the Maritime Museum.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, we are doing so many fun things, and I am just having such a great time.
Yeah, and we're excited to have you on the program here because, obviously, as we've kind of said goodbye to Kathy because she's on to other avenues, you're with us here as we talk ship every week.
Yes, indeed. Yes, looking, I'm talking ship now.
Yes, I love it. And one of the things that we've been talking about all year long, every month, are doing the thinking drinks. So we got another one coming up.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. So tomorrow at 6:30, we are actually changing it up a little bit. We're going to do it up on our roof deck at Sub Pub.
Okay.
If
yes.
the weather likes us, which is always an if. But we are going to have Professor George Ferenz talk about the music of victory at sea.
All right. So tell me a little bit more about that. Like, what is that? What is that?
Yes. NBC in 1952 put out this television series that was all about World War II. And so it really made like World War II come alive to like the 1950s audience, especially those people who, you know, didn't actually participate in the war. And it's this like beloved TV show, and they talk about submarines in it. So we know we gotta love that.
Yeah.
And you know what's crazy about TV is that the music makes everything. So
yes.
that kind of the background is really what sells it. And the music of Victory at Sea was like defining for that generation.
Mm, I love it. Yeah, I've watched things before where, you know, hey, you watch this powerful movie, right? And then you watch it where they're able to take the music out and it's a totally different impact, right? Music touches us in so many deeper ways than the spoken word.
100%. Yeah, it definitely sets a tone. So, like, you can always feel like, oh, am I supposed to be scared
yes.
right now? Like, oh, I
yes.
feel scared
yes.
right now. Versus,
yes.
you know, just
or
us
happy,
talking.
Right?
Yes, you're
or
just, so,
yeah.
It like, just brings us into the world. So, yes, we're very excited to have a professor of music talk about the effect that it had both for the show as well as like the effect on the American people.
So tomorrow night that's taking place, Think and Drink. Time, people have to register, like give us those details.
Yes, so because we're doing it up at Sub Pub, unfortunately it won't be able to be streamed online.
Sure.
So you'll have to come in person, you'll have to come and hang out on the roof deck. But it will happen at 6:30. Because Sub Pub will be open, you can actually show up at 5 o'clock. So you can come as early as you want and hang out, have a drink. And then enjoy the talk.
I love it. And also tomorrow at Nome is the 80th anniversary of D-Day.
Yes, it is. And, you know, it's such a great connection with we have this very World War II focused talk on a day that is very momentous to World War II.
Yeah.
So I know that the Professor Ferenz is super excited about it. It's a great connection for us because there was a lot of Manitowoc involvement in D-Day. So
yeah,
it's
absolutely.
A great connection.
Absolutely. Listeners, get connected with the Wisconsin Maritime Museum. So many things are happening all the time at the museum. Summer is a great time to be there. How do they learn more? How do they get connected with the museum? Where do they find you guys?
Yeah, you can check us out on our socials. So you could look up Wisconsin Maritime Museum on Facebook or Instagram, or you can go to wisconsinmaritime.org.
We'll talk to you next week as we continue to talk ship.
Talking Ship with the Wisconsin Maritime Museum is heard every Wednesday morning on the Lakeshore's Good Neighbor, WOMT. Learn more about the museum online at wisconsinmaritime.org. You're listening to WOMT Radio, a Sea Hafer broadcasting station.